Vegas Golden Podcast. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Justin Emerson, and it is playoff time, finally. No big mystery what we will be talking about today on the show. Vegas Golden Knights versus San Jose Sharks. It's been set for a while, and now we are set to get underway on Wednesday night in San Jose in what looks like one of the best series of the first round, a series that could really go either way. A pick 'em, basically, in sports books. You got to feel a little bit excited for this, Justin.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is, I think, one of my biggest hot takes is that the Stanley Cup playoffs is the best sports tournament that happens in the springtime. And I am fully aware of what tournament just ended last night in college basketball. But I am big into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think it's the best postseason in sports. And I cannot wait to be covering it live starting tomorrow night.
Absolutely, yeah. Certainly a hot take, I think, for like the whole mainstream, but maybe as hockey guys, I feel like that's people that love hockey would very much argue with that.
Yeah. I think that that's obviously a very hockey forward opinion, but I'm very excited. I cannot wait. I'm flying out tomorrow morning. I'll be there for the morning skate and then all the coverage for Las Vegas Sun, and very excited.
Well, one thing that's not a hot take, and I think that people that do love the hockey postseason will agree, and every study that's ever been shown into it proves, is that it really is the most parity-driven of the major sports playoffs, which is what keeps it interesting. It seems like there's crazy things that happen every year. And really, you don't know what is going to be like the one straw that breaks a series, or you know what advantage plays out in one way to decide that. So I'm going to put you on the spot right here just to dive into the series and start talking about it. The Golden Knights-Sharks series will be decided by blank. What do you say?
Goaltending and how particularly the Sharks can make up for their goaltending disadvantage. And I say that because Marc-Andre Fleury was terrific in the playoffs last year. Martin Jones, who had a history of being terrific in the playoffs, has been really bad this year. And he's been very bad against the Golden Knights in his career. So I believe that the Sharks have a more talented skaters group between their forwards and defensemen that the Golden Knights do, but they have an extreme disadvantage in the most important position, and whether or not their skaters will be able to overcome that will decide the series, in my mind.
Yeah, that's hard to disagree with. I think if you just would have stopped at goaltending without the second part, I would have said, okay, so you're predicting a Golden Knight sweep, because I mean, goaltending is the one area where it is, you know, there's no argument anywhere. Vegas is going to have a huge advantage in the series, even if Martin Jones settles down a little bit, which I think you can make an argument for. I mean, this team's been banged up. They played pretty poorly defensively. You got to think he's a little bit better than he's been down the stretch of the season. But even if that happens, I still think that you take Marc-Andre Fleury 100 times out of 100, and that's going to be you know, the area where Vegas can really thrive, because they're going to have an advantage in net.
There was a Twitter thread growing around, what's the worst sports take that you've ever had? And at the beginning of the year, I saw Martin Jones was 25-1 to win the Vezina. And I'm like, wow, you know, the Sharks are going to pick up a lot of wins. He's probably going to, you know, he's a pretty good goalie. And I didn't put any money on that. But my thought that my dark horse Vezina candidate was a guy who finished with a sub-900 save percentage. Not a great look. Not a great look for me at all.
Well, for confessing, I think I've already maybe said this on the podcast, but I picked the Ducks to win the Pacific. So
That's right. So, while we're all out here, I guess, just professing how little we know about hockey, let's talk about hockey.
Yeah, Martin Jones probably won the anti-Vezina.
He might have been, just as far as starting goalie, I don't have the numbers in front of me, might have been the worst in the league.
Yeah, I think certainly some of the metrics are pointing that way. I think when I was looking a couple days ago, he was at the bottom of some of the win shares and such. What can the Sharks do, though, to, you know, cut down on the amount of shots he's seeing, to kind of protect him a little bit? Is there anything that you think San Jose will do to combat that?
Well, I think that this is a team that controls possession very well, and they just need to keep the puck down in the Vegas end. And they've been missing for the last couple of months one of the best defensemen in the world, and Erik Karlsson appears to be healthy. He said all along, I'll be ready for the playoffs. He played Saturday night in San Jose's regular season finale. So if he is healthy, I mean, that is a huge boost to the Sharks. And that is how you keep the puck down in the other end, is if you've got defensemen who can help break it out in front of your own goalie and then keep the puck down there, it reduces the amount of shots that Jones is going to have to face. It reduces the amount, in theory, of high-quality shots Jones is going to have to face, which will boost his own numbers. So the defenseman in front of Jones can make him look good this series. He really can.
Perfect transition that you didn't even know you were making, because if I'm filling out the same sentence, just since we have to make a decision here of the series will be decided by blank, I was going to put Erik Karlsson directly in that blank, because I think if he is at 100% and he can shore up some of those defensive things, and he is like the superstar Erik Karlsson that everyone expected the Sharks were getting in, appeared that they had for a stretch of the season, yeah, then I think this could be the Sharks series to lose. I think I would favor them slightly. All that being said, there's absolutely no guarantee that, you know, the guy's just going to step on the ice and be, you know, 100% tip-top Erik Karlsson when he's only played, what, one game in 3 months. So I really think if I have to choose one thing, even with the goalies, knowing there's an advantage there, I think if Erik Karlsson is, you know, vintage Erik Karlsson, I think I would lean the Sharks here.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair opinion, because remember when he was healthy, he had a 14-game point streak in the middle of the season, and in that I think he had like 27 or something assists in those 14 games. And the Sharks looked unbeatable when he was healthy, when everybody was clicking. This is a team they're like, "Okay, this is the team that we picked to contend for the Stanley Cup." And I think that the Sharks drew the absolute worst case scenario as far as a first round series. I think the Golden Knights match up with the Sharks as well as any team in the NHL. And the fact that this is a first round game, when you could legitimately make the case that this could, the winner of this game could come out of the West if you wanted to. And that's simplifying things a little bit, but I mean, I don't think anybody would be too upset if this was the Western Conference Finals and we're getting it in the first round.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely not. I think you're right on there. I think if we were having, I would think if most people are having a draft and you have to draft Western Conference teams, I think just based on their first round opponent and their point total, I think Calgary would be the first pick, but I think Vegas and San Jose are probably favored to go 2-3 there.
They might be. These are really good teams, and Vegas's point totals, I mean, they had fewer points than the Montreal Canadiens, who missed the playoffs, and here they are, and we're talking about them potentially being a Stanley Cup contender. So, you know, it is a little strange in that regard, but I agree. I think that Vegas and San Jose are two of the better teams in the West, and they have to meet in the first round, which is kind of unfortunate that the better teams, but also very fortunate for people that enjoy fun matchups in the first round.
Well, we've hit on some of the big names, maybe the biggest names on each side that we haven't talked about yet, how their impact is going to be felt. You got to go with Mark Stone for Vegas, mm-hmm, and how good they've been since he's been there. And the other great defenseman for San Jose, Brent Burns. I think those two guys merit a little discussion on their own. So how do you see them factoring into the series?
Well, they're going to factor into the series. I mean, Burns is a guy who could win the Norris in a couple of weeks. He has been one of the best defensemen in the league for a couple of years. He's just an offensive force. It makes their power play so good when particularly he and Karlsson are on there together. Brett Burns is fantastic. He's huge. So he's tough to get around. And then on the Vegas side, Mark Stone, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, just the difference in the team since he arrived, but it's absolutely true. And we had just talked about when Karlsson was clicking, the Sharks looked unbeatable. In those games that Stastny, Pacioretty, and Stone were clicking, these were, you know, it was the best line in hockey for 10, 11, 12 games, however many they played together. And then the Golden Knights won 10 of 11 games when they were all healthy. So if everybody's playing at their top, this is going to be a very fun series that, you know, could just hinge on the smallest of things. It could be a game 3 overtime bounce that goes one way, or perhaps a controversial goal called back in double overtime that we saw last year that ended up not hurting the Golden Knights after all.
Yeah, I think working in the Golden Knights' favor, as you kind of hinted at, is, you know, how well they do seem to match up with the Sharks. And I mean, they've really beat up on the Sharks ever since they've become a franchise. So I think if you're looking for reasons to be optimistic as a Vegas fan, that's got to be one of them.
The Golden Knights and Sharks have played 13 times all time, including the playoffs. Vegas has 9 wins and has outscored the Sharks by 19 goals. So about 2 goals a game. So yeah, 54-35 that goal differential, 9-4 all time, including overtime losses. So yeah, Vegas matches up very well with San Jose and has. And this is a different San Jose team this year, but it's a different Vegas team. They didn't have Paul Stastny and Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone last year, and San Jose didn't have Erik Karlsson last year, and they've got breakout seasons from Timo Meier, and Joe Pavelski's playing like he's not as old as he is. Like these are very good teams. It legitimately could go either way, and like we mentioned at the top of the show, I think it's just going to come down to goaltending, and if Martin Jones can play adequately enough, then the Sharks could win this. And if he plays like he's played in his career against Vegas, 13 games, 328 goals against average, 896 save percentage, that's not going to get it done. If he plays like that, Vegas is going to win this series. But if he plays well, Sharks could win it.
Yeah, I think it's hard to argue with any of that. It's going to be a really fun series to watch, and we're going to circle back around to it to get our official predictions. That's kind of the basics there, though. What a great matchup. Going to be fun, but we're going to escape the fortress as we do every week on our next segment on Vegas Golden Podcast. And we figured, since Justin said it's the greatest tournament in all of sports, yes, or whatever he made, why don't we just fill out our bracket? Why don't we go series by series and try to see how this thing's going to play out? I guess to amp up the suspense, we'll save the Pacific pod for last. Why don't we start in the Eastern, and maybe the least suspenseful, because I think most people are going one way with this one. Tampa and Columbus, one of the first round series in the Eastern Conference. Who are you picking there?
Tampa.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think Columbus wins at least one game.
I think Columbus will take they'll take one of the home games. They'll take either three or four, and then Tampa will come back. So I'm going to take Tampa in five in that first round.
Yeah, I think five's probably the smart direction to go there. I guess we will have some symmetry there. And then, I mean, this pod, so to speak, is just loaded from this division. Boston-Toronto, I think, is another case you could make, along with Vegas and San Jose, as being one of the can't-miss first-round series. How do you see that one going?
Yep, I think this one is the safest pick out of all of them to go seven games. Boston's got Toronto the last couple of times they've matched in the playoffs. Boston is the better team. So naturally, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say that Toronto gets this one done. I'm going to take Toronto in seven over the Boston Bruins.
Wow, here's where I thought we'd be different, but I really like Toronto in this series.
I thought we'd be different too.
So I do think Boston. I agree with everything you said too. Actually, I do think Boston is the better team, but I think Toronto's being kind of shortchanged because of how they ended the year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just electric at the beginning of the year. That still counts for something.
Yeah.
You want to talk about goaltending advantages? I just don't trust Tuukka Rask much.
Tuukka Rask,
and I know Frederik Andersen hasn't been great down the stretch either, but I think this is going to be a really long series, and I like Toronto. I think Toronto sneaks this one out and goes on to play Tampa in the second round.
Toronto's got him and has taken it to a game seven, I believe, the last 2 years, and they have John Tavares now.
Much better this year.
So
exactly.
I'm going Toronto in seven. That's funny. I thought for sure you'd go Boston.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on Toronto. I especially think Toronto, up to close to plus 150 now, might be worth looking for if you want to bet on a series price. Speaking of kind of parity-driven leagues, I think Tampa's a clear favorite in the Atlantic. But the Metropolitan, I think you can make a case for just about every team.
All four of them, yeah.
We'll start with the 1-4 Washington and Carolina.
I'm going with the upset here.
We're going to be the same on everything.
Are you really?
You know, Carolina's kind of been my team all year. They were my biggest win total, or not win total. I bet them to make the playoffs. They break a 10-year streak. They're in it. I didn't rank them today, but I wrote a betting preview on every series, and I took Carolina. Carolina and Toronto would be my two favorite Eastern Conference bets. I think both at big plus money, or I mean, relatively good plus money. I think if one of those two doesn't pull the upset, I'd be stunned. So you're profiting if you take Carolina and Toronto.
Well, because you're picking Carolina, I want this to be different. I'll take the defending champs after all.
We'd be different somewhere.
I'll take Washington in seven. I think, they finally, it's funny to say it, but last year we were talking about this is a team that just chokes in the playoffs all the time, and they finally did it last year. So why not? Let's take Washington.
It's a really tight series. I don't see by any means it being a runaway. I just think since the trade deadline when Carolina went and got a Niederreiter, they've been kind of a different team. I think they've been better than Washington down the stretch. It's hard to, you know, fault anyone taking Washington. Obviously won the Stanley Cup last year, won the division again, but it was extremely close. I think Carolina always going to blow you away with their number of chances, and I think they're going to be able to convert some of them here. So we'll be different on this one, even though I kind of forced Justin's hand because I was not moving off.
This was the one that I had the hardest time picking, I will say that.
Yeah, I was not moving off Carolina, so there you go. New York and Pittsburgh, the 2-3 metropolitan.
Is this a time where the visiting team is the betting favorite?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this one. I think the Pens take it.
Yeah, it's hard for me to see anyone picking the Islanders, but I still just can't.
I mean,
do it.
If you want to make the argument about goaltending, New York Islanders were the best defensive team in the league this year. They had two goalies, so neither one of them is going to be, you know, tired going into the playoffs. They can pick and choose how they want to attack that. So I can see the argument for the Islanders. I think Pittsburgh in six.
Yeah, Matt Murray did kind of get it together, though, too, at the end of the year for Pittsburgh. So I don't know if the goaltending advantage is huge. And it's sometimes a tricky thing to say, and a lot of times I don't like to subscribe to this. But if there is a team that kind of has another gear that you think can turn it on in the playoffs, I mean, how can you not look at Pittsburgh's talent and just be like, these guys probably just want to get through the regular season? Yeah. And then
it's, yeah, this is a team that, yeah, they I hate to say they know how to win, but I mean, they play their best hockey this time of year. So
yeah, there's just such a gap between their best players and the Islanders. I think that
yes, yeah, particularly if you're looking at the skaters, you've got Chris Letang, who could be a Norris finalist. You've got, you know, Jake Guentzel, I think scored 40 goals this year. And then, of course they've got a pretty good center wearing number 87. So I like Pittsburgh. I think that they're just a better team than the Islanders are.
All right, so we completed the first round of the Eastern. Let's jump over to the Western first round. And in the Central, it is Nashville, the champions of the division by 1 point, taking on the wild card Dallas Stars. This is one that I thought I'd take Nashville easily. You know, looking at it a little bit closer yesterday to write this betting column, I think it could be closer than I expected. I didn't realize just how great Ben Bishop has been the last few months. I'm still going to go Nashville, but I'm not super confident in them going into the playoffs. I think maybe, you know, offensively, it's just the way they don't blow you away. I'm going to go Nashville, but I would not be surprised if Dallas stretches this one a little further than most people think.
Well, I'm glad that we are going to have one that we actually do differ on, because I am going to take Dallas. This one, I think, might be, well, I don't know how big of an upset it really would be. Just going back to, I hate to just simplify it and just say goaltending, but Ben Bishop has been really good. They're going to have trouble scoring, I think. Nashville's defense is good. You know, this just about any series, with maybe the exception of the Tampa Bay one, you could make a legitimate case to go either way. Part of why I love the playoffs so much. But I'm going to take Dallas in this one. I think Ben Bishop, I think he's going to steal a big game, probably going to, he's going to have a game where he faces like 45 shots and allows one goal, and Dallas wins 2-1. And that could be the turning point in the series.
All right. I like it. Pretty big upset. Nashville's bordering on like a 2-1 favorite.
Really? Okay.
Like I said, when I looked at it closely though, I was like, this does kind of worry me. Someone I picked Nashville at the beginning of the year to win the Stanley Cup, have a futures position on them. So I'm rooting for Nashville to do well, but I think that this is a tough first round matchup, and the Central, I think, is the 1-4 team group where you could convince me any of the four would come out of it, and I wouldn't be shocked.
Yep, a lot like the a lot like them. Yeah. So how about that other one, Winnipeg St. Louis? What do you think?
Whew, that one's tough. You know, I think we poked fun at St. Louis a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And I'm sticking with that. St. Louis, they're kind of the flavor of the week right now. I think this series might have opened a pick, and all the big money, and it's not guys betting $50. People that do this for a living are all over St. Louis. It has moved in their direction. I know they have really solid numbers across the board, and Jordan Binnington's been arguably the best goalie in hockey all of a sudden. I still don't trust it. The guy's still a rookie. I've seen these goalie things reverse so quickly. I still think we're shortchanging Winnipeg, who was the favorite a lot of the year, early in the year, to come out of the Western Conference. There's no way I'm picking St. Louis here, even if reason dictates to do so. I'm going Winnipeg.
I'm also going with the Jets. What Jordan Binnington reminds me of is a couple of years ago with Ottawa when Andrew Hammond was just unbelievable, just stealing games down the stretch, and then they lost in the first round to Montreal. This, I think Jordan Binnington is awesome. He has been great. I don't know how long that's going to go. I guess if you think about it, like, how many people are going to bet on Jordan Binnington to win the Vezina next year? I think that he has been legitimately great, and I'm not taking that away from him, but the playoffs are what you're going to do, not what you've done, and Winnipeg... they've done a lot of, I know, not my greatest segue there, but the Jets are really good. They might have, maybe the deepest forward group in hockey. I like them. Connor Hellebuck hasn't had a fantastic year, but I think Jets in six.
I'll say seven just to, keep fun. It interesting. Give the Blues, some love since I've so, been a detractor so often, but we're both going with the Jets there. Flames against the Avalanche and the other, one seed wild card matchup.
This is the only sweep that I'm picking. I'm taking Calgary in four. I can definitely see Philip Grubauer, stealing a game. The Flames goalies are their weak spot. But this is a team that has been so good with goalies that have not been great all season long. They came out with, 107 points. They're going to have home ice throughout the entire Western Conference playoffs, and unless they play Tampa throughout the entire playoffs. So I'm going to go Calgary, and I'm going to take them in a sweep.
Yeah, for me, this was kind of the opposite of the Nashville-Dallas series. I went into it thinking I was never going to pick Colorado to win, but I thought, you know, Calgary as high as like a -250 favorite. I was like, man, maybe just for betting purposes, I pick Colorado's. That's a high payout. Then you look at it closer. There's just not a whole lot going for Colorado. They have that great top line, but other than that, it kind of falls off. I mean, Grubauer's played really well, but it's hard to see him being able to stop, you know, what's been probably the second best offense in the NHL. I got to go with Calgary too. I guess I'll say five to be a little bit different. I think Grubauer does steal one, but I'm going to go with Calgary as well. And I guess this is what everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah.
San Jose, Vegas, take it away. What do you got?
If San Jose did not have to play Vegas, so let's say that they were playing Colorado in the first round and Calgary could get through Vegas, I would take San Jose to come out of the West. I think they are a legitimately really good team. I think the Golden Knights match up better against the Sharks than any team in the league. Knights in five.
Ooh, five. That would be impressive. I'll have to give you a bonus point if you get that one right next week. I've gone back and forth on this so many times. I think it's so close that in the end, as I wrote, I think I'm just going to take the easy way out and lean on home ice advantage. I'm going to go the Sharks in seven. Wow. I just see this getting seven.
Knights have never played a game seven.
I see it so close that, you know, when I'm envisioning a game seven, I think I'd have to go with the favorite, and San Jose being at home would be the favorite in seven. I would not be shocked at all if the Golden Knights win this series. I think it goes at least six, though. I would be pretty shocked if it went five, but I'm going to go with San Jose and be the party pooper to all the Golden Knights fans. I think it's going to be a great series, but I'm going to lean San Jose. I think they get it together. I think Erik Karlsson's really close to 100%, and they win the series.
So I'll be on Channel 8 at 6:45 on Thursday night doing our thing that we do with the weekly and Channel 8. And I said Knights in six, and that's because I pre-recorded it yesterday because I'll be in San Jose, and I wanted to give myself a little bit of leeway in case the Sharks do win game one. But as of right now, before the series starts, Knights in five is what I'm going with. So,
all right, Knights in five for Justin. I'm going Sharks in seven.
All right.
So we'll see. I also picked the Sharks in the series against the Golden Knights last year, I believe. So if that tells you anything.
I think a lot of people picked against the – I had the Kings in seven, I think, and then they lost in four. And then I had the Sharks, and then I picked Winnipeg in four just – because, you know, you can pick everything in six if you want to.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
so, yeah, I don't think I've ever, whether playoff or otherwise, had a prediction be correct about the Golden Knights. So, watch out.
I did have them against the Kings. That's the only one, though. I had the Jets and the Sharks as well.
And once they got to the final last year, I'm just like, okay, they're just going to win this. Knights in six, and then they lost in five.
Yeah, so, then I feel like everyone started saying that, and that it boomeranged the other way.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's finish off this bracket, get back to the Eastern Conference. I guess we both have Tampa and Toronto. This is where it's kind of strange because you could convince me that Boston has a chance to beat Tampa But neither of us have Boston winning. I just do not see Toronto beating Tampa in a 7-game series. I think Boston has more of that, like, top-level talent, kind of like we talked about with Pittsburgh. I feel like if they got hot, they would have a chance against Tampa. I know Toronto has some of that, too, but I think their ceiling's a little bit lower, and I'm going to go with Tampa. I'll even say, like, 5 in this one.
I think Toronto could beat Tampa, but Tampa Bay is going to come off in what is my mind kind of coasting through a gentleman's sweep of the Blue Jackets. They'll have time that's rested. Toronto and Boston play physical matchups. They're going to play 7 games. It's going to be a Toronto squad that's a little beat up going into a rested Tampa. So it's my long-winded say I'm taking the favorite. And yeah, I'll take them in 6. Toronto's going to steal one in Tampa and take one of their games at home. But Tampa's going to win that one and go to the conference final.
All right, so we're both on Tampa.
Yep.
In the Metro.
I had Washington. You talked me into it.
You've got the old Washington-Pittsburgh matchup.
Who wouldn't want this again? Like, I'm not upset that this is a thing that could happen again.
Does it ever not happen? It feels like it's
no,
constant.
And Washington got, you know, knocked off the boogeyman last year, but I think Pittsburgh's going to take this one this year. I just think that Pittsburgh may have been on a quote-unquote down year, 3rd in the Metro, but this team's still really good. Sidney Crosby's amazing. You know, Jake Gensel scoring might have been, I was reading a story out of Pittsburgh. I can't remember the outlet exactly. It was talking about how Jake Gensel might be the best winger that, Crosby's ever played with. It's just, I think it's going to click. I'm going to take Pittsburgh over Washington.
Right. And so I have Pittsburgh and Carolina, and I already subscribed to, I forgot exactly what it was, some theory that I didn't like with Pittsburgh. Oh, the high-end talent turning it on in the playoffs. I guess they're just going to make me break all the things I don't like to talk about, because I also just think this team is playing really well going into the playoffs. Like, a lot of times think it's overrated when people pick a team to go all the way to the Stanley Cup because they're hot right now. I mean, that hot thing is so fickle. It can change at any moment. A team that's struggling going into the playoffs can get hot. But I like what I've seen out of Pittsburgh lately. I think they're going to stay hot. I love Carolina. I would be rooting for them in this series.
Just do it.
But I can't pick them to get to the conference finals. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay.
If they did not get rid of the storm surge, I'd pick them to win the cup in 16 games, just sweep their way through. But now that they got rid of the storm surge.
No storm surge for the playoffs?
Yeah, they said they're done.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, just brutal.
That hurts.
Dallas, Winnipeg for me. Nashville, Winnipeg for you. You start.
I feel like this is a coin flip series. Of course, Winnipeg beat Nashville in 7 last year. The series, though, Winnipeg really beat them up in the series. It wasn't even that close. I feel like Nashville eked out some close wins. I really think this is a coin flip, and I've already kind of exposed my cheering is going for Nashville. I'm going to say Nashville takes advantage of home ice. I'm going to say they get some ridiculous goaltending play as they did in their march to the Stanley Cup a few years ago. I'm going to say Nashville gets to the conference finals.
Nashville in the conference final. I've got Dallas, Winnipeg. I said at the beginning of the year that Winnipeg is the best team in the West, and I'm going to ride that. I think that Winnipeg beats Dallas. To go back to the conference final, there's 2nd year in a row. So Winnipeg moving on to within 1 series of the Stanley Cup where they ended their season last year.
I like that very much. A chance to buy low on Winnipeg, who, you know, all off season into the early season were supposed to be the favorites, and now you know, kind of everyone's abandoned ship. So I like that you're running towards that. I don't know who's coming out of this whole central part, so I'm going to go with the team that's going to be playing at home the most, should be favored in more games. I'm going to go with Nashville, but I could totally see Winnipeg doing it as well. And I guess we have different Pacific matchups. I've got Calgary, San Jose. You've got Vegas, Calgary. God, this is a terrible second round goaltending series. Calgary has goaltending issues as well. You know what? I'm going to say the difference here is that I think Calgary gets by Colorado easily. I think San Jose has a grueling series with Vegas. I think they're going to be a little beat up. I think Calgary will be fresher. I'm going to go with the chalk Calgary-Nashville final.
Calgary-Vegas for me. I said a couple of weeks ago that, and I just said earlier that San Jose, the only team that I think would beat them is Vegas. I think that the only team that can beat Vegas is Calgary. The goaltending is not great. Calgary has dominated Vegas in Calgary twice this year, though, admittedly, that was against Malcolm Subban and not Marc-Andre Fleury. but they've looked really good at home. You'd have to win at least one game in Calgary. That's going to be tough. They have a crazy atmosphere up there. I mean, Vegas has a crazy atmosphere at home too, but I'm going to go with Calgary in seven. So I've got Vegas with a second round upset. Calgary, Winnipeg, and all Canada Western Conference final for me.
Wow. Yeah. Very matchup based. I like that. A little different than the way I went, but I think that would be a great conference final if it's Calgary, Winnipeg. But let's go back to the East first. Do you see Tampa Bay finishing off this one of the great seasons in NHL history by reaching the Stanley Cup final? You have, I think we both have them
Pittsburgh.
Against Pittsburgh.
I do. I see Tampa going to the final. This is a team that I hope, for the sake of like the league, at least makes it to the final, because this is one of the best teams that we've seen in maybe 25 years by points. This is a historic team. And I hope that the fact that the parity is so good in the league doesn't claim a historic team. So I am hoping, I'm taking Tampa to win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to call for an upset at some point, but the team I think has the best chance to upset Tampa is Boston, and I didn't even pick them to get there.
That's fair.
I'm going to say Tampa beats Pittsburgh, so we're going to have the same Eastern Conference representative. Let's find out if we have the same Western Conference. We both have a chance. Calgary with a chance. You have Calgary, Winnipeg. How would you see that series going?
I'm going to ride with the Jets. I think that this is a team that, you know, has so much talent that when they get going, and you know, people say that it's hard to just kind of flip a switch. Obviously, I've never played. I think that this is, you know, never played in the NHL, so I don't know firsthand how hard this is. But I just think that this is the season that the Jets have been prepping for. They feel like they probably should have been in the final last year, lost to an expansion team. It had to cut deep. They've had that motivation all year, being so close. I'm going to take the Winnipeg Jets to win the Western Conference.
Well, we both, I think, agree that the Pacific Division is better than the Central Division this year, especially going into the playoffs. We're both going to have a Central Division representative in the Stanley Cup. I'm just going to go with Nashville. I had no plans coming into this. I was just like, I'm going to fill it out as we talk and see what happens. I just think Calgary's lack of goaltending is going to catch up to them at some point. I talked myself out of it being San Jose because, of course, Martin Jones isn't much better, and I think Calgary is going to be rested for then. I think Nashville, though, is going to have a goaltending edge. I think I could see Nashville beating Calgary, so I'm going to have Nashville, Tampa Bay. You're going to have Winnipeg, Tampa Bay.
Yes.
And I'll start by saying I think Tampa Bay would sweep Nashville 4-0 Stanley Cup final. Sorry to end anticlimactically, but that's what I'm going
with. So all the drama is not going to happen in the final. I think Winnipeg-Tampa Bay could give us one of our best finals. I don't remember the last time we had, you know, a final go seven games off the top of my head. I think Winnipeg-Tampa Bay could deliver that. And I'm going to take Winnipeg to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow. I love it. Very different.
Rarely does the best team ever win. That's particularly true in hockey. The Lightning are an overwhelming odds-on favorite to win the Cup, in, you know, relative to the other teams, but they're even more of an overwhelming favorite to not win the Cup. Like Tampa Bay versus the Field, you would almost certainly take the Field. Well, I guess maybe you wouldn't, because you.
I think I would take the Field. Yeah, I mean, this is just one way of playing it out. I think even if you're as great as Tampa Bay, I don't know if you can ever convince me a hockey team has more than like a 40% chance at the start of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it'd even be lower than that.
It's probably like 33 in this case. I mean,
you figure just they've got what, maybe a 70% chance, maybe higher, to beat Columbus, and then Toronto. They're, you know, that's going to drop. I mean, even if they have let's say a 70% chance each round to win, that's four times. Like, just the odds are going to catch up to you. Now they're the best team, but I'm riding with the Winnipeg Jets. I like them a lot. I like what I saw out of them this year. And, you know, it'd be no fun if we both picked Tampa.
Yeah, I wish I had as much courage as you to go away from Tampa. But I think the most likely scenario is Tampa winning. I really like the underdog Jets pick. Last year going into the playoffs, I went with Boston. So I think if I had to pick a team that could do it, that could somewhat come out of nowhere, I think I could see Boston doing it. But I just really like the matchup in the first round for Toronto. So Tampa and Winnipeg for our Stanley Cup picks. Let's make one more pick and get out of here. The Shining Knight competition.
Oh, yes.
We are going to continue it into the playoffs. I believe in the regular seasons, I lost something like 5-3. Did win the last two. We're going to reset it because all hockey stats get reset for the playoffs. We always go to the playoff stats. So we're going to have a full complement of players to pick. Any Golden Knight, we'll see how the series goes, but we're hoping to have another podcast before the second part of the series early next week. You won, though, so you get to pick. You want me to pick first? You want the first pick, or you want me to pick
first? Yeah, I'm going to take the first pick. I'm going to take the kickoff and put the pressure on you right away. I am going to start. I'm not going to try to get too cute with it like I did in the regular season. I'm going to start with William Karlsson. I think playoffs are when Wild Bill is going to, potentially get his big contract. I think he's going to, play well to start. I like that top line a lot. They've been clicking. I'm going to go with William Karlsson for our first Shining Knight of the playoffs.
All right. So just to clarify, everyone is on the board, but we can only choose a player once. So if you think VGK is going to the Stanley Cup, hopefully we don't use the whole top two lines.
Using Karlsson, right? Yeah, it'll be nice in the final where we're trying to debate between like Belmar and Holden.
Exactly.
Once we've used everybody.
Well, I'm happy because the guy that would be my top pick, and I'm just going to go ahead and use him, you left there. You could probably guess it. I'm going to go with Mark Stone.
Oh, Mark Stone. You said Mark, and I'm like, he's going with Fleury.
Nope. Oh, no. That's true. I was thinking skaters. I wanted to go with the skater first. I think Fleury would have been a great pick too, but
Stone's a good choice too. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that can really turn it on in the playoffs, and we had Karlsson Stone matchup earlier this year. I had Stone, you had Karlsson.
Oh, so, switch.
So we'll see how this goes.
Exactly. So I think that if the Golden Knights win the series, I think we're going to see a whole new level of play from Mark Stone, who's been very good since he's come here. But I think he's really improved the people around him as much as we've seen him be a superstar. So maybe he makes that turn in the San Jose series. Maybe he steals one of these first two games up in San Jose, which I think Vegas will need. I'm going to go with Mark Stone. So Stone, Karlsson, too, just on different sides this time.
All right. All right. There we go. It should be a fun series. If it goes seven, we're going to run out of players real quick if they keep going seven, and we do probably two or three podcasts in the span of seven games. So
exactly.
We'll see.
All right. So Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, the first three games. Hopefully early next week we can break down those three games, see where this series stands. Justin has Vegas winning this one. He has Winnipeg winning overall. I have San Jose winning this series in seven, and I've got Tampa Bay really going out on a limb there, sweeping in the Stanley Cup final. For Justin, I'm Case. Thanks, as always, for listening to Vegas Golden Podcast. We can't wait to catch back up with you guys throughout the playoffs.